Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 31st in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is indeed hour one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is indeed our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Archives are always available at libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Spread the word, share the love. If you go to lovingliberty.net, not only do you get the archives of Liberty Roundtable Live or the live feed if you click on the live stream, but you also get incredible talk show hosts around the clock via the Liberty or the Loving Liberty Radio Network. Lovingliberty.net is where you go for that. And they also have Android and iPhone apps to download that are free. You can not only get the live programs around the clock, but you can get archives and podcasts and a link to follow our Twitter feed and a whole lot more for free on the phone apps at lovingliberty.net. Spread the word. All right, we had a two-hour special interview yesterday. We had a guest on by the name of Gerard Cote. And Gerard runs a website called sovereignhope.com. It's a great website. It's very insightful. And we had an incredible discussion about the sacred cause, the sacred term called sovereignty. Mr. Cote, joined Sam for a two-hour extended special interview because the topic is so sacred and fundamental to our liberties. So he emails me, Mr. Cote, and he says, Sam, regarding your sovereign citizen oxymoron. He's right. You know what? The term citizen and the term sovereign, at first glance, are certainly an oxymoron. They're a contradiction in terms. But are they? See, I don't think they are if you really understand both words, but we need to understand the majesty of our sovereignty, the heritage, the ownership that needs to take place for sovereignty to be real. How can a person, for example, be a supreme authority and a subject at the same time? Fair, honest, open questions. We answer them. Whether you're a leader, ladies and gentlemen, or a follower, you are a sovereign owner who has the right and authority to make decisions, decisions that include managing and controlling your county, state, and general government officials. You know what? You can use three filters for this, ladies and gentlemen. Faith over fear, leader-follower mentality or biblical understanding, and generational understandings, ladies and gentlemen. Even Ronald Reagan taught that we could lose our freedom in one generation if we're not very, very careful indeed. Second hour of the Mr. Cote interview continued because the topic of sovereignty is so sacred and core to our liberty and the proper role of government. We talked about what if the current caretakers of the greatest experiment in human collaboration ever was actualized in human history, and it was brought forward in a vibrant belief in something bigger than each of us, bigger than ourselves, if you will. Our founders crafted this unique management system to only function in an atmosphere of trust in God and in each other. It only works for those who have a religious and a moral support or pillars. It will not work for any other. That's the part we're missing today. We think we can jettison morality, jettison religion, but still have a strong country. Ain't so. Taint so, as they say. Ladies and gentlemen, we also talked about the great deprivation experiment, how they're denying us all the things that make humans human. Connectivity, love, touch, companionship, friendship, validation, all the things that we need as humans are being denied us because of the COVID. Eventually, because of climate change, they'll lock us down. It's out of control. Ladies and gentlemen, the only solution is to start from the ground up in your own heart. Cleanse the inner vessel, if you will. Get your own life together, repent, and turn to God. He's promised rich blessings biblically if you do. Then help your family do the same. Society is just a mirror of the family. Society will never be stronger than the families that live there within. The solution, at least from a governmental point of view, is to start from the ground up at the county level. Rights and responsibilities go together, ladies and gentlemen. You can't have rights and jettison responsibilities. In other words, all actions have consequences, folks. Understand this reality check. We have been deceived somehow into believing that government can literally run itself and we can just, hey, have bread and circus and entertainment and it's all going to be fine. Again, taint so. Never has been. Never will be, ladies and gentlemen. Understand that. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place just yesterday. Still available at LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word. All right, now, we're going to have Brian Rust on coming up. Honest Money Report, of course. But before we get to him right after the break, I got a couple of quick stories to highlight for you. Academies now say that Smith refused to leave after the slap. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to be rude, but the disingenuousness of the academies on this is absolutely just mind-boggling. How dare them? What do you mean they asked him to leave and he refused? So this belligerent guy is going to slap people and literally assault someone, and then when you ask him to leave, whenever they ask us to leave anywhere, they call security and throw us out. They literally handcuff us and haul us out of wherever. If you don't believe me, go ask Hammond Bundy. If you don't believe me, go ask my buddy Mike Brown. They got hauled out of the Utah legislature for wearing a sticker, for crying out loud. Okay, listen, this idea that somehow he refused to leave, who's in charge around here? Somebody who commits black-on-black crime? Literally glorifying violence in your very face? And the academy goes, well, he wouldn't leave. What kind of a wimp group is this? First off, for letting it happen and doing nothing in the first place is just shameful. And then to act like they have no control that he wouldn't leave? They need to haul him out. Now, they say they're going to have accountability for him, that there's going to be repercussions. All I'm telling you is I believe this slap was intentional for ratings. Now, they claim it was not, that it was not scripted. They tell you that. I don't know the facts. But everything to me points to that it was scripted, and especially when you say, well, he wouldn't leave. We asked him to, but he wouldn't leave. Okay, believe it or not, viewership for the Oscars rose 500,000 people, 550,000 plus viewers after the slap. So think how the media works today. They can literally take people who aren't even watching. News of the slap goes out. 550,000 more people tune in on the spot. Believe it or not, the slap was a massive boost for ratings for the Oscars. The slap was a massive boost for Chris Rock's comedy tour. Listen to this. The ticket reseller said that there were more sales overnight. Listen carefully. There were more sales overnight than there was in the previous month. Think about that for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Five of Rock's shows in Boston are officially completely sold out, according to TMZ. Think about that. More sales in one night than he had in a month. And then I say, oh, man, this is scripted. This is intentional. This is to get ratings. This is to promote, launch their careers. I called it right at the start. And they say, oh, no, it wasn't scripted. That has nothing to do with it. And now, look, Chris Rock sales are through the roof. 550,000+ people joined the academies literally that night in a bump of ratings. And then how much discussion and how much hullabaloo or whatever you want to call it on the back end of this thing, putting the Oscars center stage, and they did it all by glorifying violence. Whether they did it intentionally or not, whether it was scripted at the start or not, they're no doubt milking this baby for all it is worth. It is shameful. black-on-black violence, glorifying violence, promoting violence, no accountability for literally assault and crime on national and global TV. What a disgrace these people are. Shame on them all. But listen, this is what America loves. I told you, we love bread and circus. We love food and entertainment, and we love it when the circus gets violent. We love blood and circus, too, don't we? That's our society. Sad but reality check, huh? Now, Miss Jackson will be confirmed with bipartisan support to the Supreme Court now, we see. Two-thirds of Americans now back Judge, however you say her name, Brown, Jackson, whatever her name is. Two-thirds of Americans, according to a new poll, back Jackson. They say she's ultimately qualified. I say any woman that can't define the word woman, or anyone that won't even attempt to define the word woman, because they say, well, I'm not a doctor, a physician, or I'm not a, what, shame on them all. What a disgrace. Okay. Woman definition. There are two genders in the human race, male and female. God said, created he them. Science backs that male-female reality. Together, the male and female can procreate and create offspring. Woman is one half of the human race. Okay, this is very easy to define. Woman is the counterpart to man, making the human race complete. Whether you look at God's law or the science, it's easy to define. And I'm not even a judge. She wouldn't define it because she's afraid to offend the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender agenda folks. What does that tell you? Is she qualified to be on your Supreme Court, where we should have fidelity to God, family, country, and the Constitution?
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
For decades, leftists, liberal socialists, and feminists have been screaming and crying, "My body, my choice," in order to justify the premeditated murder of innocent children in the womb. However, this is a fallacious argument, since science has proven and demonstrated that the baby has a separate set of DNA from the mother. If it's not your DNA, it's not your body. That is science, and you should trust the science. Remarkably, the same people who have been claiming "my body, my choice" for decades now want to force you to inject foreign substances into your body against your will. Obviously, they never cared about "my body, my choice." They just wanted to control you and have permission to kill babies. I am Ammon Bundy, and when you elect me governor of Idaho, I will sign an executive order on day one of my governorship prohibiting abortion in the state of Idaho. Because premeditated murder of the innocent should never be legal anywhere in the world, especially Idaho.
Paid for by Ammon Bundy for governor. VoteBundy.com.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com with us. The Honest Money Report will take center stage in seconds, but RustCoinAndGift.com has been working for generations, believe it or not, to help people understand and take possession of precious metals. Brian, welcome back, sir.
Very much, Sam. Glad to be with you.
All right. So I say the academies are lying. They say that it wasn't scripted where Will hit Chris. But the Academy said Smith now refused to leave. That's why he didn't leave there. I say that's wimping out, big time. The fact is, you don't just ask somebody to leave, and if they say no, you say you're getting belligerent, and you remove them. They didn't do anything like that, but they want you to believe they're not at fault. But then viewership for the Oscars rose over 500,000 people live after the slap, and now the hullabaloo about it's just through the roof. And the slap was a massive boost for Chris Rock's shows. He got more ticket sales in one night than he had in the previous month. And now his next five shows in Boston are completely sold out, Brian.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Didn't Will receive an award? So, yeah, I guess if kicking him out, maybe he wouldn't have got that award. And, wow, it could have been a disaster, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
Can't have that, man. What would you do if you're getting... What would you do without people to receive the Oscars?
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I don't know. I'd have to ask Oscar about that.
Maybe.
And
Chris
they
Rock
also say that this Jackson judge will be confirmed with bipartisan support. They did a new poll, and 2/3 of Americans back Judge Brown Jackson for the judgeship. So we're going to go ahead and put her in place. She can't even define the word woman, Brian.
No, I get that. What? So. 2/3 support that, but I mean, is that a false percentage that they're just saying 2/3? Because I mean, if you can't tell me you're a female or what you are, how can we put you there?
Yeah, but it all depends on how I ask the questions, Brian.
Oh, okay. There we go.
Now you're for a woman being in the Supreme Court, aren't you, Brian?
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, so you're for her now. Now, what if it's Jackson?
I see. There you go.
What if it's Jackson there? I mean, you're for a black woman, right? You're not against the blacks, are you, Brian?
No, I'm...
So you're for a woman and you're not against the blacks, and Jackson's extremely qualified. You're okay with a qualified judge, aren't you, there, Brian?
I'm starting to understand this, Sam. This is
you know, and if you say no to any of that, my friend, we know you're an absolute bigot, woman hating, racist, white man. See, you know, and so you know, you ask all the questions a certain way, and of course, 2/3 absolutely support it, Brian. But I bet you, if I was in charge of the poll, you'd get a different response. Because you want to know what I would say?
Yeah,
is a woman that can't define her own gender qualified to be on the Supreme Court?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
I would take
it'd be like asking Brian if he could define man. Do you know what a man is, Brian? Can you define man?
Yeah, I consider myself a man.
Redneck, gold buying. Yeah, buddy. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Honest Money Report in seconds. But first, Brian has an incredible guest to introduce that we want to be part of this discussion.
Yeah, good friend of mine, Kelly Finnegan, who longtime coin numismatist, I guess I should say, coin dealer, and so on. Also a chemist. I'll kind of let him explain himself, I guess, what he what was the word you wanted to use, Kelly? Is it
I am an oxymoron. But yeah, I kind of call myself a numismatist, et cetera. I'm a chemist. I, you know, kind of a jack of all trades, master of none, and have fun doing it. So and not afraid to speak my opinion.
Gold dealer, senior chemist, is that what we put for you, sir?
Well, I'm not a gold dealer, but I deal in coins a bit, and I've actually had a mint, so I've actually minted things at my house and engraved dyes, everything. I mean, anything to do with coins, I've pretty much done it all. So.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly Finnegan with us. Do you want to comment on any of the topics we've kind of mentioned so far real quick before we get to the Honest Money
Report?
Well,
it's funny that Joe Biden knows what a woman is because that's what he said he was going to pick for the nomination. So I would have just asked her, are you a woman? But nobody ever asked her that.
Are you a woman? You can't ask her that kind of a question.
Well, Joe Biden nominated her because she was, so obviously he must have asked her.
Right.
In the Oval Office, maybe. I don't know. Only Richard Nixon would know, right?
Ouch. So if you can't ask her if she's a woman, now it looks like that what they're doing is they've got bipartisan support for this thing. You've got a few unique senators that are going to go ahead and support it, and one of the ones that hasn't decided yet is your senator, Kelly and Brian, Mitt Romney. He hasn't decided yet.
Yeah, well.
There.
And they should have asked her if she was a birthing person, at least, you know.
Yeah.
Well, if you can't define woman, you can't define personhood, could you?
Birthing.
Oh.
Personhood, yeah. Because if you're not a woman, you might be a person at least, right?
Yeah.
Or, you know, maybe Hopefully. Maybe we can't define personage. Can you define
individual? Humanoid? Individual.
Yeah, can you define individual?
Right.
All right.
Not anymore.
Let's talk about honest money first. Where's gold looking, Brian?
Gold's sitting around this 1934.50 on the paper.
1934.50. Okay. Where's silver?
2510.
So it's barely changed then is what we're saying, right?
Correct. About a 24-cent change based on last week on silver.
You've dealt a lot with precious metals, Kelly. What do you say to the current prices? They don't seem to change much, even though there's threats of war and possibly nuclear war and there's supply chain turmoil and everything else, right?
I don't price them in fiat currencies. I price them in goods. So I always look at, you know, with silver, how many gallons of gas can I get for an ounce of silver? And so I count it as money. I don't look at it and compare it against the U.S. dollar or the Chinese yuan or anything. I price it in goods. That's how I always look at them.
So give me an example.
You do that, you look at it differently.
I'll use this example to make the point. You know, whenever we watch old TV shows or old movies, they oftentimes tell you how much something costs. And I've really taught my kids, in general, whatever something costs back in the day when we had honest money, all you got to do is times it by about 35 or 40 to get what it probably costs today. And there's exceptions to it, right? But for the most part, I find it pretty accurate, which means our currency has 40 times been devalued compared to honest money. And I do that because you can look at whatever it is. You know, back in the early days when you wanted to buy a VW Bug, the original VW Bug, look, you used to be able to buy one for like $800. $800 to $1,200, depending on what's kind of the cost for a brand new VW Bug, right? And if you take the $1,200 times 35, $42,000. So in that case, it's, you know, how much does a brand new VW Bug cost now? I don't know, it's not far off, right?
When I was a kid, gas was 25 cents a gallon, you know, and I remember seeing that. And right now, Brian, what's a silver 25 cents a quarter worth right now?
They're like $6.50.
$6.50?
Yeah.
So can I still buy a gallon of gas for a quarter if it's silver? Yeah, I can buy more than a gallon of gas. So actually, the gas is cheaper now than it was when I was a kid, if we had real money. Minimum wage was $1.25 in 1964. If I had five of those quarters that they tell us they want to give us, that would be $30. So minimum wage should be $30 an hour, but they've messed around with the money. And so it's not money, it's currency. Money says this is what it's worth, but currency has really chewed it apart.
Good point.
And that just shows why things are so out of whack for the American people. Why, you know what? Homes are flat out of reach now. I look at, you know, my grown-up children trying to buy homes down, man. They just can't seem to get it done, even though they make $100,000 a year between the, you know, the husband and wife. Everybody has to work now, right? But they make a chunk of change, but it still doesn't even help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to have more than two incomes now, where it used to be one.
Which, you know, if you think about that a little bit there, it takes, you know, perhaps the woman or I guess if the the man, I guess you should say, out of the home. So
you can't be saying that.
There you destroy the family, right? I mean, a little bit. I mean, not per se, but a lot of it, I mean, has to do with, you look at the family in our country and what's going on, and then they both have to work. And anyway.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight. Brian Rust with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly Finnegan with us. Kelly Finnegan is a senior chemist. We're going to talk to him about COVID and a bunch of stuff coming up in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 200,000 people in seven states are starting to wake up in the dark. Tennessee has the most outages at more than 45,000 homes after a storm left a trail of damage. Alabama was hit by a tornado last night, and there's still a chance of more throughout the day. Power outages are still being felt in Kentucky, Ohio, Mississippi, Indiana, and Michigan. And on the eastern seaboard, from Florida to New York, you could see some tornadoes throughout the day. As the Hunter Biden laptop is revealing communist China has paid the Bidens tens of millions of dollars, many in America are wondering for what would warrant such a large amount of money. Disputing President Biden's claim of ignorance on his son's business dealings, former partner Tony Bobulinski warned America before the 2020 general election that was censored by mainstream media.
I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden.
USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
President Obama's new library has gotten over a construction hurdle.
A judge has tossed out an attempt to block construction of the Obama Presidential Center in Chicago's historic Jackson Park over concerns it would adversely impact the environment. A nonprofit group called Protect Our Parks led the lawsuit filed against the city of Chicago, the Obama Foundation, and other organizations and individuals last year. They said the environmental study linked to the project was flawed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The worldwide seafood industry is bracing for price hikes, supply disruptions, and potential job losses as new rounds of economic sanctions on Russia make cod and crab harder to come by. The latest round of sanctions attempts to punish Russia for the invasion of Ukraine and includes bans on imports of seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. The United States is also removing most favored nation status from Russia. Nations around the world are taking similar steps. USA Radio News.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Brian Rust, RustCoatAndGift.com live on your radio. Kelly Finnegan is with us as well. Now, there's a Kelly Finnegan related to unsolved mysteries. Is this the same guy, Brian?
Possibly. No.
Not the same guy, ladies and gentlemen. But we will delve into some mysteries right now with Kelly Finnegan. He's a senior chemist, ladies and gentlemen. And therefore, you know, you look at that and you go, he might have some insight into the COVID situation. Kelly, what do you think as you look at this from start to finish? What were your thoughts at the beginning? What were your thoughts as it progresses? And what are your thoughts now? And has it changed over time? Or what do you think of the whole thing?
Well, let me say, I might be the guy with the unsolved mysteries thing, but I have been involved with a serial killer. But now we'll go into the COVID thing. It's interesting, you know, as a chemist and not a biologist, to see the fear in people. And I think that's the biggest problem with it, is they call it science, but really it's a lack of knowledge that people have. And I've worked at a place where they actually did kind of testing on medical devices and protective equipment. And I would just tell them, you know, the biggest killer of viruses in the universe comes up every morning and goes down every night. And yet people are outside walking around with masks on. So, the vaccine, I mean, the vaccine has not gone through the protocols that it needs to go through. It takes at least 7 years for something to be approved truly approved by the FDA with the testing and long-term experience of what's happening with people, and this got pushed through. But a lot of it's the people's fault because they wanted something so bad that they, you know, kind of got given what they wanted. And so I think we're going to see a lot of problems with this down the road, but you're going to have to go elsewhere to probably get the answers. Even we see now that they're trying to block the information for 75 years, 55,000 pages that Pfizer has, and they blocked it for 75 years, and now they're slowly letting it out, and the things are finding out about this. There's like 1,800 different cases they've had of problems. So I think we're just the tip of the iceberg on this.
The real truth about this, ladies and gentlemen, is, look, they debate whether it came from a lab or whether it came from a, what do they call it, an animal, whatever, meat market or whatever you say. As a chemist, do you have any insight to that debate?
Well, you know, if it looks like a, pig and snorts like a pig, you know, I mean, they haven't been able to track it back to any animals. And, you know, here you've got a lab that's actually been testing for this kind of thing, you know, and the fact that, you know, China covers this up and won't let anybody in, and they're still having severe problems with them. They've just locked down, I think, Shanghai, which is the largest city in the world, is locked down for a whole week. And so, you know, they're having the most problems because that's probably where it all started. I think it's a man-made thing, and I think it, I don't think that they released it on purpose. I think it just accidentally got out. One of the biologists got infected with it, or a couple of them were carrying it, didn't know it, and went out, and it just slowly spread.
Do you want to respond to this, Brian?
No, I think Kelly's right. I, like we talk, saying the science, isn't it? You know, let's listen to the science, and perhaps they've thrown that out the door. They don't want to hear the science, and you know, we got to wear the masks, we got to get the jabs, we've got to get, you know, all this stuff, and yet I like Kelly says, it takes time. You know, you don't just Pfizer all of a sudden. Well, they didn't have to take any time, and they're making billions of dollars every day, it seems like. So yeah, it was in their best interest, wasn't it?
Well, the COVID-19 storyline is the greatest scam in the world, at least in modern times that we've seen. That's for sure. And the bottom line is, the more we catch them at it, the more they literally deny and lie. I mean, they literally have had to change their numbers over and over. They've had to admit that, hey, the amount of people in the hospital was a big old lie. But they waited 2 years to lie about the hospital numbers and then tell us, well, a lot of people came in and didn't really come in for COVID, but they had COVID. Therefore, COVID was the reason they're there. Man, the hospital just overwhelmed with unvaccinated COVID ill people. And then they admitted, well, you know what? That's not really true. Many people had COVID, but that wasn't even the reason they were there. And then they had to say, well, same thing with deaths. We put death, COVID on birth certificates, or, I'm sorry, on death certificates left and right, only to find out that, well, they may have died. They didn't die from COVID, but they had COVID when they died. Therefore, the COVID death lies. They had to admit that. They literally put a hospital in a ship outside of New York only to, what, never need it and take it down? And then we go right on through to the science, to the vaccine reality. And at first they said, hey, it's safe and effective, even though it's experimental. And now they're literally, when they're releasing the 55,000 pages a month by force of a judge, thank heavens to Matt Staver and Liberty Counsel, et cetera, Kelly rightly points out that, hey, now we're finding out there's literally thousands of known side effects, serious ones indeed. And then the VARS database literally showing thousands of deaths, thousands of injuries. And the experts are saying it's 20 times probably the truth is what the VARS database shows. They've been caught in this greatest lie. But Kelly, do you expect any accountability?
No, there won't be any. But there was such a financial incentive to do those lies. Then that's the problem. You know, there was a guy up in Vernal, Utah,
who jumped into Flaming Gorge Reservoir to save a little girl that was drowning, and he saved her, but he drowned. And when they were at the morgue, they stuck a swab up his nose, and he had COVID, so obviously he died of COVID, you know, even though he drowned. So, but they get a financial incentive, you know, and nursing homes get money for the number of patients that die or have it. And so I think that by the time this is all gets dragged out, that there'll be, you know, Fauci's 80 years old, you know, but nothing's going to happen to him. He won't be on TV as much, maybe, that's about it.
You don't think they'll get to the bottom of that and fire Fauci and criminally prosecute him under the Nuremberg trials?
Oh, he'll resign. He'll resign before anything comes
of it.
That's right. He'll retire.
What do you say to that, Brian? Do we let a guy like this just retire into the sunset with a massive pension on your tax dollars?
Yeah, they're going to do it just because it seems like they're always doing things like that. You know, you just don't – if it's really attacking and it's proven kind of, all of a sudden you don't hear about it. There's something else that pops up, and we drag our attention from this that we want to see a result and what's happening over to this because, oh, hey, here's the next new thing. We better jump over here and let the people know what's happening over here. You know, what's that bait and switch? Is that what it is? We kind of
– Yeah, there's nothing to see here. Move on.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Yeah, let's go back to honest money. What's going to happen with the honest money as this scandal continues to erupt?
Well, I mean, right now, we're, you know, let's just say the sanctions. What about these sanctions that Biden's put on there? How's that going to affect Putin? I don't think it's having much effect on Putin stopping the war, and he's going to pull out. In fact, he's not pulling out at all. But it's affecting a lot of poor countries, and it's starting to hit us pretty good, you know, here. So I don't know. How was that?
Kelly, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here on this? From a chemist point of view, is there help for COVID? Is this, you know, a lot of people say it's not even real. I'm convinced it's real because I almost died. But exactly how they're infecting us and how the spread, you got to kind of wonder. And you wonder, hey, as a chemist, is there something we can do about it?
Well, I think everybody's, you know, be more careful about washing their hands and making sure that if you're sick, stay home and things like that. And that helps a lot. I mean, and yeah, I think it's real. I actually, I'm one of the few people in my wife's family that is not vaccinated. And I just finally got the Omicron one. But everybody else has been vaccinated and boosted, I don't know how many times. And they're on their like second wave of COVID. So it's like, well, I thought you guys were, you know, vaccinated. What do you have to worry about? And they're not fanatical about it, but they're very vigilant about following what somebody says, you know.
But what do they say two things? What do they say when they're vaccinated and then they all get the COVID still? In terms of,
well, you know, if I hadn't been vaccinated, I would have died.
Well, how come I'm not vaccinated and I didn't die then?
Yeah, I didn't either, you know. And my wife has been on oxygen for 16 years and got COVID. And she has, like, she should have died, but she didn't. But, you know, she's been on hydroxychloroquine for a long time. Wow, I wonder if that maybe, you know. And you never heard about all the, you know, number of cases in sub-Saharan Africa. But they're all on ivermectin for malaria, so... Maybe that's
a good point. Yeah, none of that works, though. Hey, we can't define woman. Can we get to the bottom of this? Hang tight, Kelly, Brian, and Sam on your radio.
The Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Brian Rust of RustQuittingGift.com. We're talking about a bunch of different topics all at once. We're also talking to Kelly Finnegan, a well-known senior chemist. And we're talking about this COVID scenario. And ladies and gentlemen, the COVID-19 storyline is one of the greatest scams in world history and an intentional COVID-19 planned manufactured crisis is what we're talking about. Now, Kelly, right before the pause, said that his wife was on oxygen. She's been on that oxygen for the last 16 years. And I guess she went into the hospital. And they were trying to turn off the oxygen, Brian? Or Kelly?
Kelly.
Yeah, because, she's been in before with other, pneumonia or whatever. And wow, we got to make sure your oxygen stats are fine. And so they kept trying to get her off oxygen because that's the protocol you have to follow for COVID patients. When they're off of the oxygen coming in, then they can be released, And so they kept turning it down. And got her down to 1, mil a minute. That's like she formerly is about 4.5. And so her heart rate was jumping up. And so I'd have to go over and turn up and say, are you guys trying to kill her or what? She has to have this. They just follow their little protocol. They're all trained now. No one thinks they're trained.
That's right.
So, like monkeys, and it's just very sad. Luckily, people as a senior chemist, it's because of my age, but training these young kids to think rather than just be trained on how to do something so they understand why they're doing something, not how to do it. So, but yeah, we were able to get her out, when they finally realized that this wasn't going to happen and there wasn't anything they could really do other than just pad a bill, So,
wow. Well, I'm glad your wife survived. I'm glad somebody came to their senses and let her out with her oxygen. And our prayers are that she can remain healthy. I realize being on oxygen is a challenge and everything else, but she can still have a wonderful life and still bless the lives of those around her, even though the medical establishment might not believe that reality check. I'm telling it to you straight, Kelly.
Oh, I know. She was given 3 to 5 years to live 16 years ago. So, our doctor, who is awesome, is like, hey, what do I know? I'm just a doctor.
Well, valuable point. And the Lord wants her around. It's that simple, right?
Yeah. Like I tell him, and he loves it. What's the difference between God and a doctor? That God doesn't think he's a doctor.
Ouch. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Before the end of the hour, we do always talk about honest money. We put a lot of other topics in. I understand that, ladies and gentlemen. But Kelly gave me a headline that is just shocking. Kelly?
Well, it was that Putin this week fixed the ruble to gold, and he allowed the Russian citizens to buy gold without any tax because he knew the problems that were going to happen with this. And now the Russian government is buying gold, and they fixed gold at 5,000 rubles per gram. And there's 31.1 grams to the ounce. So it's a little over $1,500. But he has fixed the ruble to gold. He's gone back to a gold standard. So that will help keep the ruble stable.
So the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, to understand, Russia's central bank announces ruble bound to gold, 5,000 rubles, 2 gram of gold. And there's what, 31 point whatever grams to an ounce, pegging it just over $1,500. But we always talk about honest money chasing out the dishonest fiat, Brian. This is what's going to happen worldwide if he can maintain this, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, when we went off to gold, you know, and silver standard and so on, I mean, now it was fiat currency. And and the petrodollar basically is the trade unit across the world, which most countries and people, you know, they don't want to deal in that. And so here's one step, and probably China following suit, yeah, backing their money by gold. And that puts, you know, which we should have kept that backing our money by gold, and we wouldn't have this huge problem we're having now. But that doesn't make these elitists rich. So they want to, you know, print that fiat paper so that they can become, you know, and then they can become rich. They can, you know, what's the interest rate on creating this fiat currency? Well, right now, what is it, $1 billion? I don't know. It's somewhere up there is what we're paying in interest just to print our own money. So yeah, going back on the gold, so that would change the fiat dollar. So that would be done, and then it would be back to gold.
Because it keeps the government honest. That's why it's really honest money.
Yeah.
Amen to that. It keeps the government honest. It keeps everybody honest in the process. Really.
Yeah.
Kelly, if they here's what happened. We basically forced Putin off of the quote fiat dollar backed by oil. In other words, the oil dollar or the petrodollar, whatever you want to call it. And so he's basically saying, all right, then fine, I'll just use gold. What do you think is going to happen with that? Now we got two competing standards. We got the fake money backed by oil because we've made it the de facto dollar of the world by force versus the Russia scenario using gold as their backing. It's going to be a showdown, isn't it?
Oh, well I mean, the whole deal with the petrodollar was with Saudi Arabia is if you'll only accept dollars for oil, then we'll you won't need a military. We'll protect you. And now they're just seeing how they're destroying the dollar by printing so many. Now they don't even have to print them. The banks just go in and put some numbers in, and all of a sudden, hey, here's this cash. Go buy a house. So if they're saying, hey, we'll take gold, or, you know, we'll take whatever, but we want something that's going to be secure, and gold's pretty secure. So other countries are saying, yeah, well, we got plenty of gold. So, well, good. We'll sell you the oil instead then. And it's a big game changer. All these things.
What do you think is going to happen with it? What do you think is going to happen with this, Brian?
No, I agree. Kelly's right. I mean, you know, why would they want the currency? Yeah, let's take this dollar. We trust the dollar. Well, they're seeing the fact of the dollar hasn't been very trustworthy, and they keep printing so now, yeah. I mean, gold, that's the backing. Absolutely. Everybody would want to trade in gold, that hard asset. Absolutely. It's been around forever, hasn't it?
Well, it has. And I kind of see a slow dismantling of the American leadership in the world. We've been a hegemonist nation forever, acting like we can do whatever we want to. And now they're calling a halt to the con game. How long will it be until other countries decide they'd rather back their currency, at least even fractionally, if necessary, by gold? The undoing of the dollar is imminent, isn't it, Kelly?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, all fiat currencies go to zero. And this is the first time in world history that all currencies are fiat. And by fiat, what that means is the government demands that this is a dollar. And there's nothing backing it but the faith and trust. It's the faith and trust that the government will tax its citizens to make good on the debt that it has. That's all it is. And so, You know, there's nothing tangible behind it. And there used to be the U.S. dollar was backed by gold, and then all the other currencies, you know, said, okay, well, we're backed by dollars that are backed by gold. And when Nixon took us off the gold standard, all of that, you know, we all became a bunch of balloons floating tied to this big balloon called the dollar. And you can see what's happening with it. It's just a matter of time till, you know, they all go to zero.
I think this is kind of where they're going to try to move us to a global currency of some kind or a digital currency in some way. They're going to use this as the great reset opportunity, Brian.
There you go. We're going to jump on the blockchain. Is that it?
The question
I read
becomes
a thing about gold.
Go ahead, Kelly.
Sorry, I'm jumping. Well, about gold, you know, everybody's like, well, it's, you know, terrible with mining and all the energy it takes. Well, they found that mining gold uses less energy than just Bitcoin, not including all of the other cryptocurrencies. So gold is actually more environmentally friendly than the cryptocurrencies by a long shot.
Right, there you go.
Well, and then people are asking the question, they say, well, why are Russia and China jettisoning? Why are they ditching the U.S. dollar? It seems obvious to me, Kelly.
Oh, yeah. If we're changing the rules of the game all the time, who wants to play?
Yep, bingo.
What do you think, Brian? How long will it take? That's kind of the problem is I get that all these things are happening, and I get that it's imminent, that there's no way to prevent it. All fiat currencies go to zero. Kelly's spot on that. But my question, though, is we never know the timing. Whenever we try to nail timing, it seems like we get made fools of, even though the truth may be on our side.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But I think there's a lot of countries that don't, you know, they don't like the U.S. They don't, you know, like the way they play. They don't like the sanctions. They don't like the issues. I mean, what was it a number of years ago here that was it Iraq or somebody was trying to buy some oil or Saudis or somewhere? They were trying to buy oil from somebody else. And the U.S. came out and they wanted to do that or secretly do that without the dollar. And then the U.S. jumped, you can't do that. No, we're gonna hit you pretty hard here. That's going to cost you whatever. But there's a lot of countries out there that don't want to deal with the U.S. because of we changed the rules, like Kelly mentioned. So it could be the support basically would be, okay, well, you know, let's get back to backing it by gold. And if Russia's doing that and China jumps on into doing that, it could be a ripple effect of saying, okay, well, the dollar's toast. And at that point, good luck, and it would collapse. And then we would be trying to dig ourselves out. And I guess we're jumping on now the ruble, you know, that's the currency of trade now, or the yuan or whatever it's going to be. But it, you know, and you go back in history, what Great Britain ran, that was it, the pound was the currency for 80 years, and France, the francs, they were for 30 years or so. I mean, it's, I guess you can see back in history, other countries were perhaps the powerhouse trader, and we're kind of on the verge of collapse. I mean, our government's throwing us under the bus, kind of like Venezuela. Didn't their government throw them under the bus, and their third richest country just kind of...
All empires come to an end.
All empires come to an end, and that's what it really is imminent for the United States. I'm going to leave you with a question to ponder, ladies and gentlemen. What would it take for the U.S. dollar to collapse? You know, I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how it's going to go down, but I know that it is going to go down. It always happens. And the more we get belligerent around the world and wage war, fund unjust war, the more we, the people, are an immoral people, the more we antagonize other nations. Kelly, the final word's yours. I submit the worse it's going to get, and there's no way to prevent it unless we turn around and obey principles of honesty. Kelly?
And everybody has to, you know, take care of yourself. You really have to go out there and study. And you know, like Churchill said, the further you look back in history, the further you can look into the future.
Brian?
Amen, Kelly. Hey, good job. Good to be with you guys.
Thanks so much, Kelly Finnegan, ladies and gentlemen, doing a phenomenal job. Well-known chemist. Standing up on the truth, Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com, and Sam Bushman. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America. Thanks, guys.